Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is season 6, episode 18, episode number 243. We're almost closer. We're not almost. We're still like 2 months away from being closer to 300 than 200. But still, hello, happy election day. Another election day is here.
Another election day is here.
Coming almost gone.
I'm always bummed on the off-year, quote-unquote, elections because I never have a ballot.
Oh, right.
Because I'm not in the city of Raleigh. So all the city, those like municipal elections, I don't get a vote.
Which is like...
I didn't ballot for anything, actually. So hopefully I wasn't supposed to vote, but they should send it to me. So I just assume. Although I did vote once already this year to keep Gavin Newsom.
That's very true. They had this really great... Was it... What a Day? Was it Pots of America? Was it The Daily? It was something, but they interviewed this woman who was from a Let's Run for Something, I think is the name of the group. And she was going through all of the wonderful, like, progressive candidates that I think it was like 387 or something people that they had recruited to run this time around in office. And it was just so inspiring and, like, just really cool. And, like, she... You know, talked about like mayoral races and, you know, local like city council races. And she even mentioned how like one of the most important races that she felt or one of the best candidates was this woman that was running for coroner in this town in Pennsylvania. And she reminded, because I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then she was like, because don't forget, like, when you have someone like a coroner in a red state, like, the coroner will determine, did somebody die of COVID or did they die of, like, pneumonia? Or the police... Was this person killed by the police or did they die of natural causes or an adrenaline
accidental
rush?
Death.
Right. So, and I was like, wow, I didn't even think about how that is. And I mean, I don't think every like city or county coroner is elected, but I think she said there was something like 1500 or something like that around. Maybe I could be getting the numbers wrong because she gave a lot of stats and I was running and trying not to die at the same time. So, but yeah, it was really just interesting. And then as Mandy says in the chat, we're joined live by the Hangout Level patrons. I should have led with that. I'm sorry. We've got Mandy and Ro and Matt. And I think Greg was here too. Yep, there's Greg. Hi.
Hey, hey.
But as Mandy said, school board elections are hot right now. Yeah, they are.
I can only imagine.
I feel like school board elections are the new, like, swamp. Because, I mean, just think about, like, what they're doing in Virginia, right? They turned it into... whether or not, like, a, what's the word, moratorium on Toni Morrison's book, Beloved. Because apparently, right, that's, like, this whole controversy. There's, like, I don't think I read it growing up, but I read a lot of books in high school.
And I haven't read that one.
So, essentially, they're saying that there's this sex scene in it, and there should have been a law passed, you know, Get your hands off my guns and don't tread on me. Wanted a law passed in Virginia saying that teachers must notify parents that kids can opt out of sexually explicit books. Except that's not a sexually explicit book. And apparently Terry McAuliffe had vetoed that law when it came, like that bill, when it came up to him, like when he was governor. And, you know, again, the don't tread on me crowd really wants to tread on what you learn in school.
Right. I mean, I will say, I don't think I've ever read that either, but literally that scandal made me be like, oh, I really need to read that, which is usually the case of what happens
anytime
to banned books.
There's a banned book,
Right. Like, let's be honest. This was a whole big nothing burger because it's a black author. But
yeah, exactly. Basically.
I'm sure somebody in the chat has read that book. And I don't know. I read so many books. I remember when I was in sixth grade, we read this book and we were reading it out loud. Like everybody had to take turns reading a chapter or something. And in this book, there was the word bitch. And our teacher had to give us this big disclaimer before we, whoever read that chapter, about how there was a naughty word, and we just had to make sure that we understood that it was in the context of the art and not to take it as permission to say that word outside of reading the book.
I mean, I would... Yes, very responsible. I would add, and I mean, at the time they wouldn't have, of course, but like in 2021, they could maybe add like how and why that's a sexist word. But that's like, hey, your teacher was giving you some good context.
Right. And it was the Interstellar Pigs. That was the name of the book. Interstellar Pigs. Did anybody read that book?
Never heard of it. What an intriguing title.
It sure was. It was something about outer space, obviously. And I don't know. Somebody said the word bitch in it. I don't even remember the context, but anyway. Happy November, everybody. How was Halloween?
It was good. I carved 2 pumpkins super quickly on Halloween at like 4 p.m.
Nice!
Oh, that's fun.
because I had them and I meant to carve them earlier and needed the signal to the kids that like, somebody's here, you should come here. And we actually had more kids come than in some other years. I would say it was like a decent turnout.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the thing in like living in an apartment that you really miss out on that part of Halloween. Like we can't carve pumpkins because we don't have outdoor space. Because as soon as you cut into that thing, like it's moldy. So we have pumpkins, but we can't carve them. We just have to like have a
paint
fall.
Them.
Yeah, we just have like a fall pumpkin on the centerpiece.
And the candy thing too.
Like we can't give out, like our building doesn't do trick or treating. So,
oh,
I bought a bucket, but I was like, I don't think anyone in this building does trick or treating.
I guess mine is, you know, because it's not like as big of an apartment building, and so you can access, you know, that everyone's apartment, like, you know, it's just different like type of apartment complex. But a lot of times, I think people will go right past it to the houses. And it's not like a snooty, oh, these are apartments. They won't give out good candy type thing. But it's just, you don't know if like any of those dark doors down there are like have people in them.
That's true.
And pumpkin, the importance of the pumpkin.
It really is. It is a sign. Like a lot of the houses in our neighborhood, because just like in general, like my neighborhood goes hard for Thanksgiving. What am I talking about? Halloween. What day is it? Huh?
It's fall.
Look, at least you didn't say they go hard for Valentine's Day. Then I'd be worried.
Yeah, no. They go hard for Halloween. Nay, is there a Christmas light up in December? But like Halloween is just witches and goblins and skeletons. Yeah, it's really insane. But like a lot of the... houses, like they put up signs of like when they're gonna have candy out, if they're gonna have candy out, so that people know if they should keep walking or not, which I think is like, I thought that was nice.
That is nice. But yeah, that is nice. We here, it's the porch light thing, where if your porch light is on, you're accepting trick-or-treaters. If your porch light is off, then you're not.
Yeah, that's what my
again
though,
with the apartment like being not exactly like right on the sidewalk, I got the porch light, I got the jack-o'-lantern, I had like a lit up orb. It's just like all like, signals are a go.
Stop here, children in costume.
Come little children. I'm open for trick or treating.
Into my doorway of candy.
Because that's just not like the other. I think there were 2 of us in my building. There were like 2 out of 5 who were there and like giving out candy. So, and we're like the farthest away from the sidewalk. So I get it from a kid's perspective. I probably wouldn't go down that scary hallway.
Fair. Mandy said, this year the girls want to go with friends. We went to but had to walk away. Mr. Mandy had a hard time coping with Maddie being a boy.
Going with a boy.
Oh, my God.
There were boys there.
I know. I can't.
Maybe, or just a singular boy.
Aw. I have a story about that.
Look at that, Maddie.
So Zachary has a crush on this little girl in his class. I won't say her name. Let's just call her... Let's just call her, swear to God, not her name at all. Throw out a name so you know that I'm not actually giving her her real name.
Keely.
Keely. Let's just call her Keely. So we had been teasing him a little bit about her, but not too bad because we don't like embarrass him. And he hasn't actually said he has a crush on her. It's just been like a whole lot of like, kind of thing, like, and him getting like bright red. And anyway, so
very cute.
He got asked to go trick or treating in the neighborhood behind us, and she lives in the neighborhood behind us. And I talk about the whole Halloween thing in my blog. I won't waste our time here. Go to callrites.com. You can see my Halloween and pictures. CollWrites.com. But I did not mention this in the blog because I did not want it in, you know, text, searchable text for all of history.
Right.
Here, though, not a problem. So, you know, we were like, ooh, maybe you'll see Keely. And, like, Jay's family was here, and Cindy made a comment before Jay was like, you know, that's Keely's neighborhood. And, like, she was made a joke about it and, like, you know, whatever. And then it was dark. We were headed back to the house, or headed back to the, you know, the cut-through point in the woods. So he was finishing up, like, the last one or two houses in that neighborhood with his friends that lived behind us. And who do we see but Keely and her mom and her dad and her sister? And he's like, hi, Keely. And then he turns to me and goes, this big old smile. Like,
that's really cute.
That's so cute.
And it was so cute. It was so adorable. And I was like, aw, that's my boy. Not like, aww, you know, not like toxic, that's my boy, but like, that's my boy. He's got his little acknowledgement to his mom.
He was being really sweet about it.
He was being so sweet about it, but then he got embarrassed, I think, and he, just like when we were at the PTA thing, he spent the whole time that we were talking to her mom and barely acknowledged her. So he's like good friends with this chick's mom now.
Oh, wise beyond his years. He's
seriously
such an old soul.
And then, like, you know, her sister was chatting, like talking over her, and the mom was like, I'm sorry, she's just very friendly, she likes to, you know, insert herself into conversations. And I was like, oh honey, I know. That's me. But it was just really cute. He had fallen and, like, cut his finger, and it was bleeding, so he was legitimately, like, whiny about it for a couple houses. And then after he saw her, he was fine. He was not even holding the... And his mom gave her a... her mom gave him a Band-Aid and everything. He was like,
wow.
Keely's mom gave me a Band-Aid. And I was like, yeah, whatever. If you like Keely's mom so much, why don't you marry her? No, I'm just kidding. that'd be weird. No, but it was really sweet. And then we cut back through, and we had to get flashlights through the woods. Because don't forget, we've got it. Well, you don't know this, but my dad and the kids have made trails throughout the back woods behind our house.
Oh, that's cool.
So we cut back through with a flashlight, and Zachary was like, it's only 8:06. It feels so much later. And I was like, welcome to the end of daylight savings time. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Wait till a week from now when it's 7 o'clock and it's this dark.
Or like 5:30 and it's dark and you're just like,
Yeah, right. I'm picking you up from after school in the pitch black next week, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a cute Halloween, and again, I got pictures and all that on my blog. Mandy said, I had an idea. Since we didn't want to leave the bucket for the first kid to take all, why not walk around with our candy and hand it out and we pass kids? Oh, that's clever. So clever.
That's really clever.
Yeah.
That is super clever. I did not think
very
about
smart.
That. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh my God. Super smart. If you guys hear those dings, that's my family sure chat do. Telling people goodnight, which is now approximately 57 minutes later than it usually is. There must have been a Trump speech or a Trump rally or something that my parents stayed up late for. It's the only reason why they're ever up.
I think he showed up like last minute to try and
get involved
in the Virginia races. So I'm sure he was like inserting himself somewhere.
Right. He showed up, but he did his own rally because what's his face didn't want him there.
Right. Or like he didn't, like he wasn't completely certain that like the guy was going to win and right. didn't want to like back a, you know, be caught backing a loser because, you know, he doesn't lose. And,
I hate him so much. Did you guys see the person that, I think Kayla shared it, but the person that dressed up as Ted Cruz, but the best part was the wife that dressed up as Ted Cruz's dog and was against the window as he was going to Cancun. It's a genius costume. So the husband,
I've seen the source material. I don't think I've seen the original. I assume it was a meme or something, right? Yeah, in good news, speaking of funny memes turned Halloween costumes, fellow Brooklyn resident Steve Buscemi apparently was giving out candy dressed up as like his own meme of, you know, that's been going around where he's like, hey kids, where are we, you
know? Oh my god, I know, that's so funny.
It's like, that's pretty great.
Damn.
Yeah, that was really funny.
How crazy to trick or treat at his place.
Right. He used to live in the neighborhood I used to live in. He still lives there. Did I ever tell you guys the story about how he passed me and my roommate, like, dumpster diving for boxes?
No.
Yes, I think I've heard this story.
In the middle of the night, like, in our pajamas. So, like, there was a Subway restaurant on, like, the main drag in the neighborhood, Park Slope, where we used to live. And it was, like, they had good boxes, and we were moving. So it was, like, after they closed, my roommate was like, we gotta go get the boxes. We gotta go get the boxes. And I was, like, in pajamas. And I'm, like, I don't wanna. So we were, like, down there, like, foraging for boxes in our pajamas, like, and Steve Buscemi walked by. And I'm like, nice. We must have looked like the best dressed homeless people. I think he had like a walking stick with him. I don't know.
You're always the best dressed. Before we move on, Matt had a follow up. Interstellar Pigs is his favorite Frank Zappa album. I actually Googled it. And just to close this chapter out, Interstellar Pig is a science fiction novel written by William Sleater, and it is about, okay, now this is coming back to me. Essentially, they play a board game, and the...
Jumanji?
It's like Jumanji. So they play a board game, and, you know, they go into the board game, blah, 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 blah. So, okay, I'm not crazy. That is a thing that's happening. Okay. Okay, good times. Did Franck have a good birthday?
Yeah, so the festival that he worked for wrapped on his birthday, and so it was a crazy week of festival, and he got to
meet cool people,
do some fun things, meet some cool people, and so it was like everyone was partying on his birthday, like for the festival but also for his birthday. And then we had some people over on Saturday for dinner. So, yeah, nothing, like, crazy, but it was a good time.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. It was
awesome.
Funny because he had, like, the festival job, it's like, I mean, he worked a shit ton. But then part of your job is to go to these events and be social. So it's a very perfect job for him, but it's very different from, like...
That sounds my kind of job.
I can't drink at work.
Yeah, what's his position? Like, what does he do for the festival?
So he does a lot of different things. His title is director of interns. So he manages the group of interns and, like, you know, assigns them to all different sort of things. But then he was also a programmer. So he was in charge of one of the films and, like, taking care of the director and, like, all that. And, like, running the Q&A at the projection for that film. And he just kind of, like, he wears a lot of hats.
Has any good, like, any good film festival, you know, like the sort of independent ones, you know, it's like, yeah, of course you've got like your Sundances, but it's like regular old festivals where just everybody is pitching in and like celebrating film. It's like, that's where it's at. Like,
yeah.
That's the good stuff.
It's apparently, it's the biggest like event in Southern California.
Wow.
Yeah. It was smaller this year because of COVID, obviously. And like they have a lot of international films. And so, like, those people couldn't really come.
Right, right.
But still, yeah, no, it's like a whole thing.
That's awesome. How many films do they program? How many films do you know?
He told me all of this, and I cannot remember. It's a lot. Let me text him and get back to you.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have to include this in the show. I'm just very curious. Yeah.
All right. While we're doing that, does anybody else have anything? Amanda, how was Eden's first Halloween?
She was okay about it. She put on her costume. She was a little not into it. She also hasn't really slept in a month, so she's just always like a little tired.
All right, fair.
But it was fun. We put our costumes on. We walked around the neighborhood. Most people got what we were supposed to be, which I thought was really fun. And then she like started to fall asleep, and we're like, "Okay, we gotta go home."
Remind me what you guys were. Yeah. I know I saw pictures, but
she was a koala and didn't dress up as trees. She was like hanging out in the trees.
I love that.
So cute.
I love that.
So cute.
Yeah, but like our trees came out kind of janky, so it's like. Our neighborhood pre-COVID used to have this really, well, what I assume is a very fun kids parade down like one of the main streets in the neighborhood that has like, you know, all the really big, beautiful houses. And I never went because, you know, I was working and it always felt kind of creepy to be like a single adult that like had to leave work early on Halloween because they wanted to go watch a kids parade and they don't have a child. So like, I've never actually been, but like, it seemed fun. And because of COVID, they've canceled it. Either time, and they canceled it this year. So once I found out they'd canceled it, I was like, well, I'm not really going to put in the effort to like make our costume look great. So I kind of did the bare minimum. She looked super cute. And we were like, yeah, I guess that's a tree.
Fair. I'm eating a Twix because we started Weight Watchers again today, and apparently blowing all my points because this Halloween candy is hard to stay away from.
Yeah, well, get through it now. You know, get through it, and then it's gone. And then it's not there tempting you.
I know. We took advantage of this special six-month deal. It was $12 a month for 6 months. And I was like, spectacular.
I have an answer for the films.
Oh, thank God.
109 features and 200 shorts.
Wow. Okay, wow.
That's a lot of films. It's a lot. It's a big festival.
Yeah.
3,500 submissions.
Over 3,500 submissions.
Wow.
That's a big festival.
That is a big festival.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
So
that's very exciting.
I'm sorry, what?
Frank is standing in the doorway here. I thought he was going to say hi. I gave him an earbud.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We're very impressed by all your hard work with your festival.
Put it in your things.
Put it in your ear.
Yeah, I know. Well, thank you. I'm sorry, what? I can hear you.
We were just saying how impressed we were about your festival and all the work you do.
Oh, thank you. That was fun. Bye. Good to see you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Whew. All right. All right. So moving on. Just for something light and airy and happy, I found this Reddit thing, and it was, if popular brands were brutally honest, what would their slogans be? And for example, TikTok, because watching your daughter's friends from the window is weird. Or Google, we finish your thoughts for you. So I thought it might be fun to read some of these. You each have the link.
Yeah, I still have the BuzzFeed one open, but I can switch if...
Okay, no, that's cool. I'll do the Bored Panda.
Holler them out if we find one we like.
Yeah, holler them out. So you guys have the link, holler them out. I'll go next while you're looking. Nature's Valley, crumbs everywhere.
That is true.
So true.
Target, don't wear red unless you work here.
Tupperware, have you ever wanted to throw away food, but just not now?
Gucci, being expensive is literally our entire marketing strategy.
True. Benadryl. Have allergies? Just sleep it off.
In my case, been stung by yellow jackets? sleep it off for 5 hours until the Benadryl wears off.
Oh my god. This one's dark but true. SeaWorld. You'll enjoy it a lot more than the animals do.
Oh no.
But very true.
Also, Target. The upper class Walmart.
Yeah, that's real.
Yes.
Lays. Who said you can't charge for air?
Go ahead, Amanda.
Sorry, this one's Spotify. Pay us $5 a month or we'll have someone whisper about the McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich in your ear every 30 seconds.
So true. That is so true. Like, I love that Spotify will give you like 15 minutes of music. And then after that 15 minutes is up, every like other song, they're like, you know, crispy chicken or something.
Right. It's like a really like acid-eyed commercial too.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. It was better with a hint of cocaine, but type 2 diabetes will have to do.
Tinder, pay extra to stop us from cock blocking you.
Denny's, we're either your 4 a.m. drunk meal or your Sunday brunch with the grandparents.
Oh, wait, Shani, can I go? Because I got a follow-up to this. La Quinta, Spanish for next to Denny's.
Amazon, come make that bald guy even richer while we treat our employees like shit.
Yeah, that's facts. Real.
Red Bull, I hope you like heart palpitations. Facebook, you are the product.
Mine had one for Facebook as well, but it's Facebook, your privacy is our business.
Don't tread on me, but I'm gonna make sure that I share my shit on Facebook.
TikTok, fine, but make it woke.
Here's another Benadryl one. You can't have allergies if you're unconscious.
For the Taco Bell lovers out there, Taco Bell, 57 menu items, 6 ingredients.
Okay, I think this next one is my favorite.
Okay.
BuzzFeed, because you're too lazy to go on Reddit, and we're too lazy to write original content.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that is the Colleen has to prepare for a broadcast episode in very little time. Let's go to BuzzFeed.
Hey, I have a follow-up Taco Bell.
Oh, please do.
Oh, I have a Taco Bell, too, once you're done.
I wonder if they're going to be the same. Some of these are overlapping.
Yeah, let's find out.
Taco Bell, you're stoned, we're stoned, so let's eat.
Nice. Mine is a little less mature.
Oh, I bet Taco yours. Bell,
guaranteed to unconstipate you.
Yes! That's what I was going to say! Dude, one day, I couldn't poop. This was back in 2009. I remember it clearly. And I said, Jay, I'm still too new to Raleigh. I can't poop. And he was like, let's go to Taco Bell. And we did. And then I pooped.
Cool story, Hansel.
It may have been my inaugural shit in my apartment.
Huh. Nice.
Okay. What would the broadcast be? The broadcast. Because Colleen can't talk to people in real life. I don't know.
I feel like we're can't be objective about ourselves.
We can't be objective. I'm just going to make fun of myself the whole time. Yeah.
Chat, give us something good.
Yes. And while we wait for the chat, I like this one. RC Cola. We're just happy to be involved in the taste test.
iPad. Distracting your toddler made easy. True.
KFC. You're just here for the skin.
Oh. Also, before we take our break. Okay. Alex story real quick. So he still wears a pull-up overnight. Oops, sorry. He still wears a pull-up overnight, but, you know, not during nap time or anything. It's just that, like, overnight, whatever, that we're still kind of hesitant about. and I went to change it on Sunday morning, and it's gotten colder here in the mornings now, and he was like, cold, this is too cold on my penis. And then he made up a song that he ran around the house singing, this wife is too cold on my penis. Like, too cold on my penis, too cold on my penis, this wife is too cold on my penis, too cold on my penis.
Oh my god, that's so good. That's
clever. I was like, bro, it's not even 8 a.m. Like,
the music talent runs deep.
That was so funny. That is,
and early. Love it.
It was so funny. Matt says, the broadcast for when you need poop talk with your current events.
That's fair assessment.
Fair assessment. It's a very long episode title, though. If somebody can come up with something shorter, I will make it the episode title.
That's good.
But Mandy said, for years you've talked about Costco, and now that we have one, I get it. It's the best. It truly is the best.
Okay, seriously, I mean, obviously I'm on Team Costco. I'm just surprised that that you didn't have one earlier, Mandy. Like, even in Montana, we have Costco.
That's right.
What do I know?
She's a Jack Daniels distillery, but no Costco. I'll give you guys time to think of your quick broadcast slogan. That is an episode title length. No pressure. Honestly, not really any pressure at all. But let's take a quick commercial break, and we will be back to do some feedback as soon as it's over. All right, we are back, and we are rating it into some feedback. Starting off, Sherry said, I love your graphic, Jacob. Yes, Jacob, thank you so much.
So good.
It's gorgeous. It's so, so cool.
It's so cool.
I think it's my favorite yet.
Oh, absolutely. It's my favorite.
Oh, it's hands down my favorite. I kind of want to ask him for, like, a Thanksgiving one, too, but I don't want to be too greedy. But, yeah, I love it. Next year, we're going to have to do merch with it because it's just, it's so beautiful. It's so fun.
It really
it's
is.
So yeah. Great.
It's so cool.
Matt said, I forgot to mention this during the what we did in the shadows love last week on our live show. But here's a video of Kristen Schaal that Kristen Schaal posted with Kavin Novak in character recommending that her daughter brush her teeth. And there's a link to it. It's from themarysue.com. But it was a super cute video where he's just telling her to brush her teeth in the Nandor voice, and it's fun. It is really fun.
It's really cute.
I'm almost done with season 2. I think I only have 1 or 2 episodes left. I'm in the episode with the witches.
Oh my god, guys. Okay. I'm still in season 1. I'm only on like episode 8.
But you got through the episode with all the famous people playing vampires cameo.
That's true. Watched it twice.
Oh, really?
You definitely can appreciate it more in the second watch. And then I went and I read like an interview with Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clement. Is that his last name?
Yeah, Clement.
It's really, really interesting to like hear how they got everyone and like the idea for the episode and like how they shot it. It was like shot like months after they finished shooting everything else. There was like a real chance it wasn't gonna happen.
Oh, really?
Wow. Apparently it was like Tilda Swinton's idea.
Really?
Like she had suggested it to them because they were at South by Southwest together because like her vampire movie was like airing, was like programmed with theirs, and she's like, oh, like we should do something together.
Oh my god, that's
like
so
like what
funny.
If you got like, you know, every famous person that ever played a vampire. She's like, I would totally do it, like let me know. And
genius. Oh,
that's hilarious. Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll be done by next week, but we'll see. Matt also said, I have a film recommendation, Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. It's about a young woman from rural Pennsylvania who travels to New York City with her cousin to get an abortion. While Heavy Stuff, writer-director Eliza Hittman never makes the material feel exploitative or exhausting. Basically, the dramatic flip side to Plan B. On a lighter note, as hopefully we'll hear some bad sex in fiction in December, here's something that I found to tide us over. Ooh, this looks fun.
So it's a post by Kirsty Sedgman on Twitter. And she says, a play in 3 acts. And there's an article by Giles Corin. is okay. perhaps how you spell it, how you say his name. And the article is, men are write-offs when it comes to novels. unless you're Richard Osman or Robert Galbraith, who's really a woman anyway, it's clear writing is no job for a man. So this dude goes on, apparently in the article, to lament that. And he says, even my own 2005 novel, Winkler, was no sooner in print than winning the Bad Sex Award. 3 years of effort, some perfectly decent words in roughly the right order, and all I got was a load of raspberries blown by a room full of plummy virgins who'd only come for the free soave and strippers. Scorn and mockery, boys, scorn and mockery. That's all there is in the novelist's life. So poor Gilles, I'm going to call him. There's in this play in three acts. There's an excerpt from Winkler by the aforementioned Giles Corin, and it reads, quote, and he came hard in her mouth, and his dick jumped around and rattled on her teeth, and he blacked out, and she took his dick out of her mouth and lifted herself from his face and whipped the pillow away, and he gasped and glugged at the air, and he came again so hard that his dick wrenched out of her hand, and a shot of it hit him straight in the eye and stung like nothing he'd ever had in there, and he yelled with the pain, but the yell could have been anything, and as she grabbed at his dick, which was leaping around like a shower dropped in an empty bath, she scratched his back deeply with the nails of both hands, and he shot three more times in thick stripes on her chest.
Period.
Like Zorro.
Oh my god. Okay, guys, that was all one sentence until like Zorro.
Except for the like Zorro. That was a new sentence.
Oh my god, wait, stop. I've got to pull this up. Oh my god. That's what she
said. No, this is...
it's pretty great, so...
Holy hell.
Terrible sentence... That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines long. Makes no sense. Also is not a physically or anatomically a thing.
Yeah, that's not how the sex works.
So this poster, Kirsty Sedgman, goes on to say like a bunch of things like in the ensuing, her ensuing like thread.
Okay.
And so she's like, yeah. Giles, mate, that's why your book got mercilessly mocked and ridiculed, then pathetically flopped. It's because you're a man. Sure, that's why. But my favorite thing that she said is actually a retweet of Laura Elliott, who said, what's most amazing about this is that Giles Corin, who is presumably in possession of his own penis, seems to know less about them than I, a person who has only ever been in temporary possession of someone else's penis.
Temporarily possession of someone's penis. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, my God.
So good. So
kind
good.
Of like we have temporary possession of your attention right now. Oh, that's amazing. Oh my god.
Giles.
Giles.
Okay. Here's another response. I'm just astonished that a man who presumably has a penis of his own to do research on managed to write something that sounds like it was written by a Martian who had sex explained to them by Ralph Wiggum.
Wait, who had sex explained to them by whom?
Ralph Wiggum, the Simpsons character.
And then that's like the meme that has the Simpsons character with like a flute up his nose.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, yes, I see this.
Oh, my God. Look.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh,
dear. Oh, dear, dear, dear.
I know. That's all I've got, too. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Well, you know something? To good old Giles' credit, at least he didn't get up there and be like, and the pussy was dry, because that's what it's supposed to be. If the pussy is wet, I mean, there's just a medical condition going on.
Right.
And then he licked up the wet pussy because he wanted to make sure that she was healthy. I don't know. That was gross. Sorry. See? Bad sex in fiction. Gotcha. You can steal that, Giles.
You're working on your material for next year's awards.
No,
huh?
I hope that Giles hears this and steals that line, and then it appears. So then I can, in 2 years from now, read that and be like, hey, that sounds familiar.
Long con.
Yeah, long con. I am long conning this all the way. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Woo! Matt said, 2021 nominees need to step it up. And Shandy said, I'm Shandy. Mandy said, reason 873, Shandy was right to read books by women.
Agreed.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right, moving on. Moving on, Mandy said that Maddie's text alert is also the duck quack. So Andy's coworker, oops. I guess you're in good company with a tweenager. So cool. Martha said, just came back from vacation, catching up on my podcast. Gotta say, I died a little when you said tacos and enchiladas are basically the same thing.
Oh.
Did I say that? Because I don't feel that.
I don't remember who said that.
I don't even remember that was a thing that was even said.
I'm sure it was a thing that was said. No, I know there's different ingredients that go into them, and they're made different ways. I get it. I love them both. I'll eat them both. Yeah. Sorry. Greg said, when is it time to put up your Christmas tree? I'm thinking about putting ours up and want some feedback as to whether I'm crazy or not. There is no wrong answer.
Yep.
Put your Christmas tree up when you want to. Like, seriously, I have a coworker who wanted to start playing Christmas music and put her tree up yesterday, which would be November 1st. And she just moved in. Her boyfriend, soon-to-be fiancé, bought a house like a month or so ago, and she moved in with him. And they compromised because he was like, you can't do it before Thanksgiving. And they compromised November 15th, so midway through the month. So, again, there is no wrong or right time to put up your Christmas tree because it is about the season itself. And if the season and all it stands for makes you happy and joyful to have that tree up, then you put that fucking tree up. It doesn't matter if you put it up now or on the 25th of December. Whatever makes you happy.
If it sparks joy. And also, doesn't matter what the hell we think. Put your damn tree up.
There's my weekly end this shit thing, which I never listen to.
Yep, we gotta go to sleep. My kid's already been up 3 times in the amount of times we've recorded.
Oh my goodness, it's only been like 1 hour and 5 minutes.
I know.
Greg, my answer is whenever you want to. Seriously.
Yep, mine too.
Yeah, Christmas is about
the season.
Yeah, it's about the season. And the season's supposed to bring you joy at the end of the year. So if that doesn't, go for it. I guess now it's time for the That's What She Said.
You work up to it.
I have finished.
Dude, we got to do that one in the Nadia voice because, like, that's something that Nadja would say.
I have finished.
Can you also read the next two in the Nadja voice?
Oh, sorry. You work up to it? I have finished. I just finished 7. I wanted to be a beaver.
I felt like you should just lose. Like, I wanted to be beaver.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to be beaver.
There we go.
I don't know how good they are virtually. It's better if I can have you in person.
The broadcast.
I'm trying really hard.
The broadcast. You wanted beaver. 3 good beavers. There
you go. I invited you.
3 invited beavers. By the way, after recording last week, when I was editing on Thursday, I literally spent a good 5 minutes trying to practice Killy being like, God, Rebecca, your tits are so great. And I just couldn't do it. Those big, beautiful breasts of yours, Rebecca. I was like, there is just a mental block. But I did get a good fuck. Fuck. I don't know whose turn it was.
Does it matter?
I did many.
Oh, you go ahead, Amanda.
Where we, I feel like I should turn the lights out for that.
Wait, where is that? Because I thought we were up to I don't know how good they are virtually. Did we do that? Am I stupid? Yeah. Am I?
Nadia did.
Nadia did.
Oh, okay. Oh, you did. Oh, my God. I thought you were just saying those words. Now I realize. I'm sorry. It wasn't a constant. It wasn't a constant thing.
There's four of you left. Do the four of you want to take turns?
All right, that's me.
I'm very
fine. Glad. We'll do it then.
I can drain if you like. Oh my goodness. All right, moving on to Butter Sheep Bells. Thanks, Matt. And thanks, Nadja.
For that wonderful appearance. Guest yeah. appearance.
Yeah.
Anytime.
It really was a delight last week to edit. Like, this is just so fun.
Once you start, you cannot stop.
One of my sisters...
What Nadja said.
One of my sister's friends, also went as Nadja. Your wig was much better, and she just posted a picture on Instagram, so I didn't see, like, I didn't hear her do a voice or anything, but she actually found a doll, like the Nadja doll.
Oh, nice. I thought about the doll, but, like, it was too late for me to go and make another run to, like, look at, you know, find
something
somewhere.
No.
I clearly haven't gotten that far.
And her, you know, I think hers was just, like, an old doll that must have been, like, laying around or something, but, like... Yeah, I was like, oh my god, because the doll thing is hilarious. Amanda, that's in season two, and...
Okay, yeah, I definitely haven't gotten there yet.
I could have gone to the antique shop, actually. That would have been great. But yeah, I thought of it like...
No, you don't want to bring any of that haunted doll shit into your house.
No. Fair enough. That is, creepy as fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very adamant about that. Anyway, speaking of Keely and accents, Fallon shared with us a clip that had Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent's regular voice. So this is a 6-minute clip that I'm not going to play the whole thing of. I'm just going to start it randomly in the middle. And it's him performing the Muppet Christmas Carol in 6 minutes, which
I'm
100% going to watch after...
As one of our Christmas movies.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, yeah.
I'm going to load that tab up so I have it.
Yeah. I'm going to watch the fuck out of this when we're done. I'm just gonna, but for copyright reasons, I'm only going to have a little bit of it. But, yeah. Speaking of, also, yeah, our Christmas movie stuff. That's happening this year again. Mm-hmm, and date to be determined. But, yeah. Okay, so this is... had Roy Kent performing the Muppet Christmas Carol. He's trying to start. Is one that I will keep. Oh, fuck, he really starts it. There's magic in the air. The world is at her best, you know, with people love and care. The promise of excitement is one that I will keep. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas. 'Tis a season to be jolly and joyous. Fa la la. With a burst of pleasure, you feel it arise. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis a season when the saints can employ us. To spread the news about peace and to keep love alive.
Oh, look at Penguin's gaming party.
I think we'd all could agree that Muppet's Christmas Carol is probably the best Christmas movie, at least for us millennials.
Pretty much.
It's so good. Home Alone is the best, but Muppet's Christmas Carol is the second best.
Yeah.
Like,
especially now that we know that there's like a whole different Kermit. It's like, I feel like I don't need to ever watch any other Muppet movies moving forward ever again.
Yeah. It's a true story.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Muppet's Christmas Carol just makes me so happy.
Yeah, it's kind of the perfect movie, except for they cut the song.
When love is gone.
When love is gone. That's the one. If I had a gripe, that is the gripe, that they cut that song short.
But if you have the old version, like I do, the sweetest dream that we have ever known. the love is gone. Okay, I'll stop. Thank you, Fallon. That was awesome. I will link to this in the show notes because, yeah, that was pretty awesome. And I would watch it. Oh my goodness, I would watch a Ted Lasso does Muppets Christmas Carol episode. Can you imagine? Mm. So I'm sure that it would probably be like Jamie would be Ebenezer Scrooge. And
yeah, I like it. I like
Beard would be Ghost of Christmas Present. Lasso would be Bob Cratchit.
Roy Kent would be Bob Cratchit.
You think Roy Kent would be? I think Roy Kent would be the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Or actually, I feel like Roy Kent. Yeah, as Ebenezer Scrooge might be more fun.
You think him, not Jamie? Yeah, I think. Oh, you're right.
That'd be more fun.
You're right. Roy Kent as Ebenezer Scrooge would be perfect. Yeah, that's great.
I think either one would be good, but yeah.
And then, there's so much possibility with that.
Yeah.
So then Sam would have to be the Ghost of Christmas Present.
Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah, that does. And, sidekick Rizzo, a better sidekick than Pepe Le Prawn.
Yeah, I don't get Pepe Le Prawn.
Maddie actually said, and I believe she said this in Facebook too, but... As of tonight, children ages 5 to 11 can get the COVID vaccine. And
that's great.
That's exciting.
Zachary is very excited.
Nice.
He would like to get vaccinated as soon as he can because he understands that we're going into a situation at Thanksgiving where a lot of people would rather own the libs than... A lot of people rather own the libs than, get the vaccine because they're willing to, they're in a death cult and they're willing to die to prove their point. But that being said, Zach is aware of that and he is excited to get his vaccine. He was like, can I get it tomorrow? And I was like, let me Google where and how you can get it tomorrow. Let's focus on like this weekend because you're like daddy and if daddy got sick, you're probably going to get sick too. And, I don't need you to get sick and then be home from school for like 4 days. So I will.
Got to plan that shit out.
Yeah. I was like, I want you to get vaccinated too, but let's look for like, you know, whatever the, closest Friday afternoon.
Strategize. Let's strategize.
Speaking of the vaccine, I'm boosted.
I know. I'm so jealous.
What did you get?
In fact, too, actually.
What booster did you get?
I got the Moderna because that's what I got as a vaccine. And I know you can mix and match if you need to. But there was Moderna. So I said, I'll get Moderna.
That makes sense.
And that's what I did. Yeah. And I was actually like pretty, not like sick, but kind of for a day. I went home in the afternoon. The next day, which I think is maybe worse than when I got my second one. But of course, everyone's different. But it was just wild because I felt like shit like the rest of that day. And then the next morning, I was just like totally fine.
Huh.
I hope everybody out there that is able to get their booster gets their booster. I don't know. It's looking like COVID's going to have to be something that we can live with because there's a lot of people in this country who are in a death cult that are willing to live with it because the opposite of living with that is maybe making a president look okay and they would rather die than do that. And that's really pretty fucking sad. I'm not going to lie. It's really sad.
Do you think that's the underlying motivation?
Yes, the underlying motivation. The underlying motivation is they were all for the vaccine when... Project Warp Speed was doing it or whatever, but as soon as it was like a Democrat thing to get it out there, they didn't trust it anymore.
Wow.
And
is that just a Fox News set?
It's a Fox News set. It's a bright, because Fox News people, don't forget, they need to up their doses with Breitbart and Charlie Kirk and... Ben Dry Pussy Shapiro, like they need to like it's a thing. It's in my personal experience, and maybe not other people's, but I'm sure other people share it with me. It's a personal experience that like they are directly hearing reasons why the vaccine they should not get it. and it's the talking points that they are repeating are all straight up ones that are directly copy and pasted from these websites. My favorite thing are the police officers that I know that are enraged that they have to get vaccinated. And I'm like, oh my God, a cop not wanting to follow the rules of public safety? Maybe we should pull you over.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just,
well, and aren't they supposed to serve and protect?
Right, and that's the other thing. Like, if your job is to protect the public or to, you know, be forward-facing and protect the public, whatever it is, whether it's police officer or flight attendant or whatever, and you can't do the basic tenet of protecting yourself to protect others, then maybe that's just not the job for you. Maybe you're the person that deserves to be, like, pumping gas or working at McDonald's or whatever you think that is lesser, because those are the people that always think that other jobs are lesser than them. Like, maybe that's just what you need to be doing. I'm sorry. I'm tired of being constantly angry, especially at people I'm related to. It's very frustrating. I feel like I'm going to get cancer because I have an anger that I live with constantly about the people that I am unrelated to, that I love, that just don't take their own health seriously, and it's political. Like, it's just, it makes me so angry.
It's hard to just let that go. It's hard to let that go when it's your family and the logic is just non-existent.
But I can't let it go because I'm like, if you can't do something to be a good person, then maybe you're just not a good person. And that makes me upset because I don't think that I'm related to people who are bad people. Mm-hmm. And I just think that they are so brainwashed that they can't see their nose. Like, they would spite their nose for their faces, or whatever the phrase is. Like, cut off their nose to spite their face. Like, it's just, it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. Anyway, all right. If nobody else has anything, let's finish up with an Andy update, and then let's all go to sleep.
Yes, please.
All right. Andy writes in, this week in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Well, I almost thought I was going to have an update for you, but then I woke up. Hmm. Nothing even happened, so I really can't get laid even in my wildest dreams. For now, at least, hopefully there's something good on the way while I'm awake for once.
Andy, you should find a vampire orgy. And
Yes. Just get it in and get out before you get eaten. Speaking of things staying the same, the guy at work is still that guy. The other day we had been getting inundated with emails with broken attachments. The newer employees would just dump the ones they got in my inbox, even though I didn't know what to do with them besides reply, please resend, to the email. So I tell them to stop and do it the way that I've been doing it. That guy, clearly not reading between the lines that I don't want emails related to this, CCs me on a bunch of emails he sends out to offending messages. Guess I better do another pass on the resume. Finally, I do have something fun to share, and that involves dunking on our least favorite, are we sure he's not an incel, Ben Shapiro.
Too many Ben Shapiro references this
on point.
The podcast Behind the Bastards, a show about the worst people of all time, I'm intrigued, is starting to dedicate some time into reading his anti-porn sex book. The first installment includes Shapiro describing pegging, which I apologize in advance for those into that to hear Ben's description. Listening to them read the book and their commentary, I was struck with the fact that this guy has a better track record with women than I do. Listening to him whine about how everyone else had way more fun than him in high school and college, I instinctively wanted to steal his lunch money and give him an atomic wedgie. So regardless of my progress or lack thereof, I can at least take comfort in the fact that I am not, nor ever will be, Ben Shapiro. Hashtag 5 years with hers, Andy.
Yes.
What is an anti-porn sex book?
So, oh my God, I forgot to mention this. First of all, I have another Behind the Broads. I'm sorry. The Broadcast in Front of the Bastards. The right, like, especially like the Christian right, like, they have this weird thing about masturbation and porn where, like, you shouldn't masturbate and you shouldn't watch porn. And they have, it is absolutely nothing to fucking do with respecting women. It's all about like purity and chastity and like harlots and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But that said, I was flummoxed to learn that there is this thing called No Nut November.
Oh, that's that's like a Proud Boys thing, isn't it?
Yeah, which I told Jay, and he was like, yeah, that's like a thing that's been going on for a long time. So essentially,
I thought it was like you don't shave.
That's Movember.
No, that's Movember. No, no, like, Movember is no sex, no masturbation. There is even a rule where you can't have more than one wet dream in the whole month. Like, it's something you can
control.
I know! So, again, you all out there listening might be familiar with this. I did not realize this until yesterday, as we're recording November 1st, that this was a thing. Yeah, so, you know, you can't nut, you can't, you know, no jizzing, you can't watch any not safe for work content, so aka like porn or, I don't know, cleavage? I don't know. Boobies? There's no... No freebies or whatever. It's just the whole thing is crazy. Like, again, one of the things I saw was no wet dreams. And I was like, wow, this whole thing is just very, oh gosh. Yeah, so anybody out there in the chat know anything about this No Nut November? Because apparently it is like a thing. And I'm sorry that we've gotten this far into the broadcast before I realized it was a thing. This one dude on Twitter said, because I just did a search, day two of No Nut November, lost half my squad, the other half is going hard AF, not even gonna cap, almost, not gonna cap, I don't know, that must be a slang term, almost folded last night.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, however, No Nut November, which is NNN, triple N, is followed by Destroy Dick December, triple D, in which allows men to go wild and partake in an extraordinary amount of sexual activity.
Whether she wants to or not.
Apparently, according to the rules, if you have a November birthday, you do not have to follow No Nut November. You get a free pass.
You get your birthday sex?
Yeah. It's just an exclusion. You can fucking come as much as you want in November because your mom worked hard to bring you into this world and not abort you.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, I had never heard of this No Nut November, but fascinating. Super fascinating. I'm just gonna, yeah, not gonna lie.
Wow.
Mandy says, I have a November birthday. Well, good for you! You cannot, but Mr. Mandy still can't unless his birthday is in November. I guess I should be happy I was born 3 weeks late. Matt said, weirdly enough, No Nut November participants will go off like that guy in the dude's novel. There we go. That guy definitely did not have a November birthday.
That is for sure.
I just realized that there was one more that I didn't read. Pixar, Bring On the Waterworks. Certainly, certainly true. But anyway, on that note, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for nutting. Because why not? But we appreciate it. We are going to be doing our annual Broadsgiving show on Tuesday, November 16th. So that's in 2 weeks. So we will. Do we want to do that over Zoom or over YouTube?
Zoom, right?
We can do it over Zoom. The only thing is not everybody, but if you are willing to, come with something that you're thankful for. because that's what Broadsgiving is all about.
So yeah, we'll see you the same Zoom link as always on Tuesday, November 16th. And that's going to be the next time that we see you, actually, because we are not recording on Tuesday, November 9th. Shandy has something that she will tell you about next week. We're also going to be off on November 23rd for Thanksgiving week, but we'll be recording again on November 30th for a new episode on December 3rd.
Wow.
We are getting into the end of the year. I cannot believe that we are in the end of... we are at the end of the year already. All the crazy things.
We're getting to the D in Jason's D.
We are. We are. Oh, maybe the broadcast, Riding Jason's D.
Just apparently not in November. No, just kidding.
No.
I'm not ascribing to those values. Riding Jason's D even in November. There we go.
Especially in November.
Especially writing Jason's, writing the end of Jason. Yes. Very hard.
How about, trying to think. I just had it and I lost it. When I'm editing, I'm going to think about it because I'm like, oh, that was what
Again, editorial rights. You can, if you think of it, just put it in. Put it in after the fact.
Yeah. Just slip it in there.
Right,
we don't mind.
We're consenting.
We're giving you consent.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I had it. The broadcast. The broadcast all in that November. That wasn't what I was going to say, but that alternatively popped into my mind. all right. On that note, everybody, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you to the patrons. If you'd like to make a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JanJack. Special thanks to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that be Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much.
Still waiting on Got the Democrat to...
Yeah, he never even said if he liked that.
I mean, how could he not?
Come on.
Exactly. But yeah, so join us again. Join us the 16th over Zoom. Yeah, that's all I've got. Feedback, broadcasters3@gmail.com. Or give us a call, 331-276-2373. We appreciate any and all feedback. Join the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/JanJack group. You can also join the broadcast Facebook page. And the link to that is in the show notes as well. But you can also, I think, just search the broadcast with Amanda, Shani, and Colleen, and we should show up. You'll see our logo. Again, special thank you to Jacob for the artwork. We love it. And, yeah. I'm wearing an Owen Brewer's barbecue shirt tonight.
I thought that's what you were wearing.
Yeah.
Nice. It's cool.
The link to the store, the I think it's Teespring, Teespring, something like
Teespring.
That. Teespring. Yeah. Is in the show notes as well, so... thank you guys, and yeah, we'll see you next week. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us, patrons.
Yes.